Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the Phenology Report for the week of May 2nd, 2020. My name is Lexi and I'm your phenologist for this week. May started out rather cold and windy due to an Arctic blast of cold air that reached down into our area. But a few warm days occurred and caused a small number of wildflowers to awaken. On Wednesday the 6th, marsh marigolds were blooming with their yellow flowers in the wet areas. Lupin leaves were also seen sprouting along ditches. On May 5th, Bailey was out by her garage when she saw that a dandelion came up. It was bright yellow. Several other students reported dandelions in their yards, too. The first spring beauty wildflower was seen blooming in the woods on Thursday the 7th. On Wednesday the 6th, at Bailey's, there was a porcupine up in the tree. It didn't come down until after dark. A bear visited outside the Miller Hill Mall in Duluth recently and was photographed by security. Someone called the bear a window shopper. Many new birds are appearing at bird feeders this month. Evening grosbeaks were seen on Saturday the 2nd. On Sunday the 4th, Miss T.G. heard a thin whistle of a broad-winged hawk and looked up to watch it circling the sunny sky. On May 5th, Joshua heard a bird calling. He looked out the window and there was a blue jay. They are very noisy right now and seem to be glad for the warmer weather. The first grasshopper sparrow sang its buzzy song on Wednesday the 6th. A thin black beetle was sitting on Miss T.G.'s deck during the day on Saturday the 2nd. And when she looked carefully, she saw that it was actually a lightning bug. Ellen had been hearing spring peepers at night. They are very loud, but it is a nice sound to hear in the spring. This concludes the Phenology Report. Have a great week. Go out and explore and be observant.